we have been talking about what distinguishes Protestants from Catholics.
在前面的这些讲道里，我一直跟大家讨论过，那么改革宗和天主教到底有什么不同呢？
In the 16th century, the Reformation swept across the Western Church.
那么在16世纪的时候呢，这个改革呢开始在西部的欧洲的西部开始盛行。
The gospel had almost been completely forgotten, but during the 16th century, it was rediscovered.
那么在这之前呢，福音几乎被所有的人都忽略忘记了。但是从16世纪改革开始呢，人们就再一次的回到了福音。
And during that time, they came to use 5 slogans that summarized what made them different from Catholics.
那么在那个时候呢，那个阶段里，用了五个这个说法呢，来形容当时的改革宗是怎样高举神的话语。
Last time we talked about the first one, faith alone.
那么上一次呢，我们讲到了是靠信心。
But the way we receive salvation does not come partly on what we do and partly on what we believe. It comes only on what we believe.
那么我们得救呢，不是说靠着一半是我们的信心，一半是我们自己的行为，那么是完全唯有信心。
And what we believe must be the gospel.
那么我们所信的只能是福音。
What made the various Protestant churches different from Catholics is not that they believe in faith.
那么在改革宗和这个天主教之间这个区别呢，并不是因为这个信心的区别。
Simply believing in something won't help you.
那么你只是简单的相信一个什么事情，并不能够帮助你。
For you must believe the gospel.
而是你必须要相信的是福音。
What made them different from Catholics was not in that they believed that Jesus died and rose again.
那么在天主教里面，他们并不是完全的相信，信心的根源是耶稣基督为你的罪死了。
Catholics believe that too.
那么天主教呢，他也相信这个真理。
The difference was they believe that you receive forgiveness of sins by believing the gospel alone, apart from what you do.
那么唯一的区别呢，就是说。你相信耶稣基督为你的罪死了，而且你只相信他这个真理才能使你得救。
The second distinction is very similar to it. Grace alone.
那么第二个呢，这个两个之间的极大的区别呢，就是唯有恩典。
Now the word grace today is basically only used as a theological word, a religious word.
那么这个恩典这个词汇呢，在现在这个社会里好像只是神学上理论上的一些用语使用它。
So what do we mean when we talk about grace?
那么当我们提到神的恩典的时候，到底是什么意思呢？
Well, one way to define grace is to say that it is God's goodness to unworthy sinners.
那么我们一种方式呢来形容它，就是说是神完全的恩典对那些罪人。
Now when I say that God is good.
我们说神是良善的。
I mean that everything that God does is worthy of praise.
那么神他所有所做的都是值得我们来称颂的。
And in fact, that God is the standard of what good is.
那么事实上呢，神他本身自己呢，他是那个良善的标准。
So as God,interacts with people throughout human history, we see his goodness in various ways.
那么在历史上呢，我们看到神与其他的人他们之间的这个交流呢，就是按照他自己的良善这个基础之上。
Because God is good, when he sees people who are miserable or who are in trouble, he has compassion for them, he has pity on them, and he moves to help them.
那么神他的良善是他看到人们在苦难和在困苦中挣扎的时候，那么神他自己就愿意去帮助他们，拯救他们。
We call that mercy.
我们把这个呢就叫做是神的怜悯。
Because God is good, He takes when he does not judge people immediately according to everything they deserve.
因为神的良善呢，他并没有是马上立即的去来审判那些做了错事的那些罪人。
Instead, he waits a long time to make sure people have the opportunity to change before he brings judgment.
那么相反的，神呢，他在忍耐很长的时间，然后来把这个罪人应得的惩罚加给他们。
We call that God's patience or His long suffering.
我们把这个呢就叫神他他的忍耐和他长久的恒久的忍耐。
And because God is good, when he deals with unworthy sinners, he does not deal with them according to what they ought to have, but according to his own goodness.
那么因为神的良善，他的怜悯，他没有把罪人当得的罪那样的方式来对待他们，而是他用他自己的良善去待他们。
That is what we mean by grace.
这就是我们所说的恩典。
Another way to say the same thing is to say that grace is God's unmerited favor.
那么另外呢，我们就可以来这样的说，恩典就是人他没有凭着自己的好的行为所该得的，所能得到的。
Sometimes perhaps a friend might do a favor for you, and you'll tell them, "Hey, I owe you one."
有的时候呢，当一个朋友呢对我们做了什么好的事情，我们会说，哦，我欠你一个，要还你。
And then maybe later on, you want to be good back to them, so you do them a favor.
那么以后过一段时间呢，你可能就想着去回他，返回他这个对你的好，你也做一件好事对他。
That's merited favor that's deserved.
那么这呢就是一个他应得的一个好处，那么这个好处呢是有条件的。
That's not grace.
那么这个呢是就不是称作神的恩典。
Grace is when God gives us something we do not deserve.
那么恩典呢就是说神呢他没有按照我们所当得的来对我们。
And why does God do this?
为什么神这样做呢？
Because God is good.
因为神他自己的良善。
Now again, the difference between a Protestant and a Catholic is not that Protestants believe in grace and Catholics don't.
那么基督教和天主教之间的这个区别呢，并不是说他们天主教他不相信恩典。
We both believe in grace.
我们这两个都相信恩典。
The difference is that phrase grace alone.
那么他的本质的区别呢是在这个只有这个字唯有。
A Catholic recognizes that God does not deal with us according to what we deserve.
天主教呢他也承认相信，那么神没有按照罪人所当得的来待他们。
But they think that you have to add something to that to be able to go to heaven.
那么但是在这个之上呢，他就觉得人还要做什么，然后你才能够到天堂去。
You have to add some doing some of these good things to make sure that you show that you're somehow worthy of God's grace.
那么就是说你要在你的生活中有这样的一些好的行为来证明你是一个值得被神带到天堂去。
Perhaps that's giving to the poor.
那么也可能是一些帮助穷人的一些行为。
Perhaps it is going to mass regularly or church services.
或者呢是去参加那个天主教的那些各种的礼节。
Perhaps it is reading the Bible.
或者呢就是你在读圣经。
Or saying a prayer.
或者是靠着祷告。
Now all of these are good things.
那么所有上面提到这些呢都是好的事情。
But the problem is those things don't get you to heaven.
但是这些事情本身并不能把你带到天堂去。
It's not grace plus something you do, it's grace alone.
并不是说恩典再加上其他这些你所做的好事，而是只有恩典才能够使你得救。
Now, to illustrate what I mean, I want to take three passages of scripture.
为了来解释我所讲到的前面这些真理，我呢，从这里引用了三段圣经。
And I want to do more than just an abstract definition of grace.
我不想呢，只是在讲这个恩典，从一个 很抽象的这个层面来讲恩典。
Sometimes the way theologians talk about grace, it can sound very abstract.
那么有的时候神学家呢可能会用很抽象的这些理论知识来给我们解释恩典。
And so what I want to do is to take these passages like pictures or photographs.
那么我现在要做的呢就是我们去看一些实质的这些圣经节，那么这些呢就像是一个像照片的影像来给我们有一些真实的感受。
They show us what it is, but they also show us what it looks like in life.
那么他告诉我们什么是恩典，同样呢他也给我们具体的例子，在生活中到底什么是恩典。
And these three take it from different perspectives so we can get a clear idea of what grace is.
这三处圣经节呢都是不同的出处，那么从这三个方面来解释恩典。
The first passage is found in Romans chapter 5.
那么第一段呢是从第一段圣经节是在罗马书的第五章。
So turn with me to Romans chapter 5 verses 12 through 21.
请大家呢翻开你的罗马书到第五章。
Now there's a lot more in these verses than I want to talk about today.
从十二到二十一节，当然还有很多的这个经节，我想今天来在这里讲。
I'm going to bring out what Paul says about grace in this passage.
那么在这里呢，我想通过这个圣经节来解释一下什么是保罗是怎样讲恩典的。
Now most of you probably have used to use cameras that had film in it, you know.
你们可能很多的人都很会照相，你们也知道那个照相机里有那种影片。
So you have to put the film in the back of the camera. When you're done, you've got to have to take it to the photo place to have it developed.
就以前的那些照相机，它里面有那种胶卷，你照完了以后，把那个胶卷来洗出来，就得到了照片。
Well, that film becomes a negative.
那么这个照片呢就是一个这个胶卷呢就映出了那些实质的那些照片。
And after the negative is developed, if you look through it, it doesn't look like a whole lot.
那么这个胶卷给洗出来以后呢，那么它这个照片呢就可以看清楚了。
Because the colors are reversed.
但是呢那个色彩呢却是很不一样的。
But it's from that that you can get an actual picture.
那么从那里呢你就可以看到这个实质的照片。
Well, that's what Paul is doing here. He's giving us a picture of grace as a negative.
那么在这里保罗也用了这种方式，他现在在这里给我们一个这个恩典的这个胶片，然后从这个胶片里我们看到什么是真正的恩典。
He's showing us what grace looks like by its opposite, Adam's sin.
那么他通过这个胶片呢来给我们看到那些恩典的相反的那一面是什么。
And what he wants to show us is, as I have used borrowed words from a hymn to explain it.
但是他跟我们真实的要告诉我们的这个恩典的实质呢，是我会从这个刚才唱的圣诗里面来解释。
Marvelous grace of our loving Lord, grace that exceeds our sin and our guilt.
那么我们主耶稣基督他给我们的这种超出我们所人的想象的这种恩典。
Yonder on Calvary's mount outpoured, there where the blood of the Lamb was spilt.
那么从真的是从我们人的罪。从我们最深处的这些罪呢，我们就能看到神自己的莫大的恩典。
Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that exceeds our sin and our guilt.
那么恩典，恩典，它是完全超越我们所有的罪的。
Grace, grace, grace that is greater than all our sin.
那么恩典，它是完全盖过我们所有一切的罪。
So.Romans chapter 5 verses 12 through 21. Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, so death spread to all men because all sin. For indeed, sin was in the world before the law was given, but sin is not counted where there is no law. Yet death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those whose sin was not like the transgression of Adam, who was a type of the one to come. But the free gift is not like the trespass. For if many died through one man's trespass, much more have the grace of God and the free gift by the grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for many. And the free gift is not like the result of that one man's sin. For the judgment following the one trespass brought condemnation, but the free gift following many trespasses brought justification. For if by one man's trespass death reigned through that one man, much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as one trespass led to condemnation for all men, so one act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all men. For as by one man's disobedience the many were made sinners, so by the one man's obedience the many will be made righteous. Now, the law came in to increase the trespass, but where sin increased, grace abounded all the more. So, thus, as sin reigned in death, grace also might reign through righteousness leading to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Yes. 没有律法之先，罪已经在世上，但没有律法，罪也不算罪。然而从亚当到摩西，死就做了王。 连那些不以亚当犯一样罪过的，也在他的权上。亚当乃是那以后要来之人的预象。只是过犯不如恩赐。若一人的过犯，众人都死了，何况神的恩典？因那因耶稣基督一人恩典中的赏赐，岂不更加倍的临到众人吗？因一人犯罪就定罪，也不如恩赐。原来审判是由一人而定罪，恩赐乃是由许多过犯而成义。若一人的过犯， 死就因这一人做了王，何况那些受洪恩又蒙所赐之义的，岂不更要因耶稣基督一人在生命中做王吗？如此说来，因一次的过犯，众人都被定罪；照样因一次的义行，众人也要被称义得生命了。因一人的悖逆，众人成为罪人；照样因一人的顺从，圣人也成为义了。律法本是外迁的，叫过犯显多。 只是罪在哪里显多，恩典就更显多了。这就如罪作王叫人死，照样恩典也借着义作王叫人因我们的主耶稣基督得永生。Now
I think we all know the story that Paul is talking about here.
那么从这一段，我们应该是知道保罗在这里讲什么。
Our first parents, Adam and Eve.
那么我们的祖先亚当和夏娃。
And the serpent came to Eve and said, Did God really say, You shall not eat of any tree of the garden?
那么蛇呢，来试探了夏娃，问他，神是这样，真的是这样说的吗？
The serpent created a doubt in her mind, and she ate of the tree that God told her not to eat.
那么蛇呢，迷惑了夏娃，夏娃呢，就吃了不该吃的果子。
And then she took of the fruit and she gave to her husband and he ate too.
那么她把这个果子给了她的丈夫，那么她的丈夫又吃了。But
unlike Eve, he didn't even argue about it. He just ate it.
那么但是呢，夏娃呢，她当时都没有去为这个发起什么质问，她就吃了。
The only rule they had and they broke it.
那么当时神只给了他们这一个法律。
And now the whole human race, well, that's two people, Adam and Eve, the whole human race has sinned.
那么当时呢，整个的人类，当然只有亚当和夏娃就这样陷在了罪里。
Now look around you at the world today.
那么现在你再看看你周围的这个世界。
Compared to that first transgression, we can see so much more sin and corruption around us.
那么我们可以看到。 在这个世界上，太多的罪和腐败。
And none of it would have happened.
那么这些当然可能都不应该发生。
If Adam had not eaten that fruit,
如果呢，亚当呢，他当初没有吃这个不该吃的果子。
Sin has abounded or increased from that one sin have come many, many, many sins and many much worse sins.
那么当时的罪从这一个罪来到这个世界，然后越来越扩大。 以至于整个全人类都犯了各种各样的罪。
And at this point, we might expect Paul to say, and you know, the death, the sacrifice of Jesus Christ is kind of like that.
那么我们可以在想，耶稣基督他的献祭好像就像这个啊、景象一样。
But that's not what he said. In verse 15, he says, the free gift is not like the trespass.
但是呢，并不是这样。这里圣经节说了，过犯呢，跟恩就不像恩赐那样。
It's not like the trespass because it is so much better, so much more.
因为它不像啊、过恩赐不像过犯，是因为它比它远远的超过了过犯。
Whereas that one, through that one transgression, sin has abounded in our world over and over and over again.
那么通过那一个罪，那么这个通过那一次过犯，罪呢就在这个世界上泛滥了。
The power of God's grace to bring righteousness has been so much more powerful.
但是神他自己的恩典却是比这些所有的这些罪过犯都要大得多。
It's a whole lot easier to destroy something than to make it again after it's been destroyed.
那么是有的时候呢是非常的困难，你把一个东西破坏以后再把它修复好。
Ever made an omelet?
What?
Omelet, to make omelet.
Oh, 可能是一种游戏，一种。
Scrambling the eggs is pretty easy, right?
Oh, 那个早餐的那个蛋饼。
Okay, now unscramble them.
那么你把这个蛋呢给搅啊，把它打散很容易。但是如果你把这个散了的蛋再把它恢复到成一个蛋的样子，你能做到吗？
You say, I can't do that. That's impossible.
那么我们会说我们不可能做到，因为这不可能的事。
Exactly.
确实是不可能。
The sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross through God's grace resulted in righteousness.
那么神他自己的恩典就在他的义上显明了出来。
But it didn't just result in one act of righteousness, it abounded, resulting in many people who were sinners are now righteous.
他并不是说只给了一个人这样的义，他是把这个义加给了所有的罪人。
God's grace through Jesus Christ when he died on that cross abounded and created so much, was so much more powerful than that sin.
那么神借着耶稣基督他在十字架上的受死，他的这个恩典已经大大的超越了罪所带来的危害。
It allowed those who were sinners to now be declared that they are righteous.
那么他使那些罪人曾经被定罪而变成了义的。
How do you do that? How do you take someone who actually is a sinner and be able to say, this person is a righteous, good person?
你怎么样做到能把一个罪人把他的罪除掉然后来称他的义呢？
It's like trying to unscramble eggs. You can't do that. They're already sinners.
就好像你把一个打散了的鸡蛋再把它恢复到原来的鸡蛋的样子。
But that's the power of God's grace to take someone who is an unworthy sinner and make them righteous.
那么这就是神他自己的大能，他可以把一个完全的一个陷在罪里的罪人称他为变把他称为义变成一个义人。
And the effect of God's grace is so much more than the effect of Adam's sin.
那么神在罪人身上所做的这个义的这个称义的做法已经大大超过罪在罪人身上所做的这个毁坏。
Adam sinned, and now the whole human race is subject to death. Everyone dies.
因为亚当他一人的过犯，那么所有的后来从出自于他的人呢都
But through one act of righteousness, through Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, many now can live forever.
那么，但是通过耶稣基督他一个人的献祭，那么所有的这个罪人，他所有的过犯都被洗净，成为义了。
So Paul concludes for us in verse 21, where so that or verse 20, so that as the law came to increase trespass, but where sin increased, grace abounded all the more.
那么就像这个五章二十节这里说的，律法是后来加上的，叫过犯显多。只是罪在哪里显得多，那么恩典就在那里显得更多了。
The second illustration of grace comes from Acts chapter 15, our scripture reading today.
那么第二个这个恩典的解释呢，就是在我们今天刚读过的那个使徒行传第十五章。
Now we've already read the verses, so I won't read them again. But I would like to pick out a couple things here.
我们已经读过了这一段圣经，所以我不会再读了，但是我会挑几节来强调。
Let's set this chapter where it is in the book of Acts in church history.
那么再次，我们现在来看，通过这个十五章，我们看一下教会当时是在一个什么样的状况。
Now, five chapters earlier, God used Peter to bring Gentiles, non-Jews, into the church.
在这个之前的头五章里面，那么神呢使用彼得把外邦人带到他的恩典里。
And that was a big step for the church.
那么当时是在当时的这个教会呢，这是一个非常大的一个壮举。
But they recognized what God was doing.
但是
And now Gentiles and Jews are a part of the same body.
但是当时他们这些以色列的信徒们，他们理解到了神要做的，所以他们顺服了神，这样做了。
Already, the Apostle Paul has gone out on his first missionary journey, and now many, many Gentiles have come to faith in Jesus Christ.
那么保罗使徒保罗呢，他也去了很多外邦人的地方，在那传福音，也把很多的外邦人带到了主里。
And now there comes a problem in the church.
但是现在呢，在教会里就引起了一些问题。
If you look at verses 1 and verse 5 in chapter 15, we can find that some people came into the church, or who were a part of the church, who were a little confused.
那么你在读了十五章以后，你就会发现有些人来到这个教会里，或者他们在这个教会里，他们就被当时的这个状况呢给迷惑了，他们有点不太理解。
Verse 1, but some men came down from Judea, were teaching the brothers, unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved.
当时呢，从犹太地区呢去了一些人，到了保罗他们所在的这个安提阿这个地方，就是说你们不能这样。
Now verse 5 tells us a little bit more about who these people were.
那么第五节呢又讲了这些人是什么人。
But some believers who belonged to the party of the Pharisees rose up and said it is necessary to circumcise them and to order them to keep the law of Moses.
那么在这里呢说到这些从犹太去的犹太地区去的这些他们是最早的法利赛教门的人，他们就说必须给外邦人行割礼，吩咐他们遵守摩西的律法。
Now I think of this sort of like a snapshot or a group photograph of grace.
那么这里呢，好像就把这个当成了一个恩典是应该是是相反的那一面的来。
And all I mean by that is there are quite a few people in this narrative. There are lots of people here.
我这样说呢，是因为当时起到这种争议的是个别的几个法利赛教门的人。
And grace is the question that they're talking about in these verses.
那么他们在这里其实真实的在讲的其实是恩典。
And the problem comes from Christian believers who had been Pharisees.
那么这里呢就讲到就是那些曾经是法利赛人的那些信徒。
So these are people who have put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ.
那么这些法利赛人呢，他们也真正的把他们的信心建立在神的真理上。
They believe that Jesus died and rose again for their sins.
他们相信耶稣基督为他们的罪死在十字架上又复活了。
But like anyone, they bring their past life with them as they become Christians.
但是呢，他们也像我们众人一样，来信了主以后，还带着很多过去他们那些在那些特定的环境中一些规矩。
These men had been Pharisees, which meant they had spent lots of their time trying to be very dedicated to the Jewish law.
那么这些人，我们称他们为法利赛人，因为他们在他们的生活中有很大的一部分时间，他们在真的是很努力的在遵循那些律法。
they spend a lot of time trying to interpret it and trying to figure out what the law tells us to do in various situations.
他们呢，在这个犹太的律法上花了非常多的时间，在去了解、明白和怎样去遵行这些犹太律法。
Now today, it's very common for us to be very hard on the Pharisees, and sometimes that's warranted.
那么今天呢，我们也非常很难去想象这些法利赛人所做的。
But in this case, I think we have people who sincerely want to do the right thing.
但是呢，我们还是要看到他们这些人，他们还是真的很努力的在想做一些对的事情。
And they believe the truth of the gospel.
他们也相信这个福音的真理。
But they have brought their previous way of thinking with them.
但是他们把以前信主之前的很多的这个思想呢也带来了。
They can't imagine God working through non-Jews and treating them as non-Jews and still welcoming them into God's people.
他们非常难的很难想象理解，就是神把这些外邦人不信犹太教的这些人也拯救他们作为神自己的儿女。
And so they when they see Gentiles continuing to act as Gentiles but living by faith in Jesus Christ, they start to get very nervous.
他们呢，当他们看到这些外邦人呢，还是按照外邦人的这些规矩生活，但是呢，又是被神拯救的，又在教会里，所以他们就是非常的紧张。
So they're saying to themselves, but you're not eating the right foods, you're not going to the proper feasts, you're not doing all these things.
那么他们常常在心里面就是在这嘀咕，就说。 这些人外邦人呢，他们没有吃所该吃的食物，也没有去行所该行的礼。Their
lives may have changed, but they weren't Jews. They were still Gentiles.
他们的生命已经被神改变，但是呢，他们并不是犹太人，所以他们没有行犹太的那些规矩。And
so these Pharisees thought, but I think you have to do all these things in order to be saved.
那么这些法利赛人呢，就想告诉他们说，你们应该做行这些犹太教的规则，否则你们就不能得救。Now
these brothers may have been very sincere, but they were also very very wrong.
这些法利赛人呢，有可能是非常的非常的真诚，想帮助这些外邦人，但是呢，他们的这个帮助是不对的。
Their old way of thinking about the law of God was in error from the very beginning.
那么他们这种旧人的这种对神的这个恩典的理解呢，是完全是错误的。
God did not give the Jewish people the law so they could be saved.
神给这个犹太人这些律法，并不是让他们靠着这个律法得救。
God gave them the law so they would know what sin looks like.
神给他们这个律法，就是要让他们看到他们自己的罪。Salvation
has always been by grace alone.
那么救恩呢，永远都是只靠着恩典而得到。So
these former Pharisees were unintentionally adding works to grace.
那么这些法利赛人呢，他们其实所做的就是在恩典之上又加了一些规条，来使人得救。
They were saying, yes, I know that God saves us by His grace, but...
那么他们在实际上在说，其实我知道神是靠着恩典来拯救我们，但是你们还应...
Their problem, there's no but.
但是这个后面呢，其实是没有这个但是的。
God saves us by His grace alone.
那么神呢，他就是靠着恩典，只有恩典来拯救我们。Now
I should quickly clarify here.
那我在这里呢，我也想让我自己更被明白。If
you keep reading through chapter 15, you'll find that the Jewish church did give some recommendations to the Gentiles.
那么，如果你接着往下看呢，你就会看到这个当时的耶路撒冷教会也给了外邦人的一些规条。
You're not saved by works, but a Christian, a true Christian, their life will change.
我们并不是靠着我们自己的行为得救，但是如果你是一个真实的基督徒，那么你的行为是被神改变的。
But they don't do those things in order to be saved, but because they already are saved.
但是你做这些该做的事情，并不是借着这个途径来使你得救。
This is borne out by what Peter says at the beginning of this, you might call it a church business meeting.
那么这里呢，就是其实就是教会的第一个教会的他的日常的一个会议。
And he spends some time reviewing what they already knew about what he had done to bring the Gentiles to faith in Jesus Christ.
那么在这里呢，彼得呢向大家展示了一下，那么这些使徒神在对外邦人所做的一切。
And he finishes his exhortation in verses 10 and 11.
那么在十节和十一节的这里呢，他就开始对神的赞美。
Now therefore, why are you putting God to the test by placing a yoke on the neck of the disciples that neither our fathers nor we have been able to bear? But we believe that we will be saved through the grace of our Lord Jesus just as they will.
现在为什么试探神要把我们祖宗和我们所不能负的轭放在门徒的颈项上呢？我们得救乃是因主耶稣的恩，和他们一样，这是我们所信的。
So Peter gets up and he says, My brothers,Why are you trying to force the Gentiles to do something we couldn't do ourselves?
那么彼得在这里站起来就说弟兄们，为什么我们把这么重的轭连我们自己都做不了的加在外邦人的颈项上呢？
If there's one thing that the history of the Jews demonstrated very clearly is that God did not deal with the Jews because they were righteous.
那么如果通过这个我们能看到的呢，最清楚的就是神他并没有在过去的时候按照犹太人所当得的来对他们。
In fact, quite the opposite. Over and over again they sinned, and over God poured out His mercy and His long suffering and His grace on them.
相反的，神的他们一次又一次的犯罪试探神，但是神呢却一次一次的忍耐拯救他们。
If they had had to rely on their righteousness in order for God to show them favor, there would be no Jewish nation today.
如果他们当时是靠着他们自己的义行来使他们在神面前得到神的恩惠，那么他们现在没有一个人能够得到这样的恩典。
Peter is telling them the law isn't to be used as a way to get people to heaven.
那么彼得在这里他其实就是强调的，就是说律法不是我们去天堂的一条通路。
That's the wrong way to use it.
那么这样的方式用律法是错误的。
That turns it from the good thing that God meant it to be into a heavy burden.
那么把一个好的事情，本来神是用律法来做一件好的事情，我们现在却加在人的这个外邦人的颈项上。
That's why Peter calls it a yoke that we were not able to bear.
所以彼得在这里说，这就是一个重担，是我们自己都承受不了的。
Not that the law was bad, but when you use it wrong, it becomes a heavy burden.
并不是说律法是是不好的，但是你要错误的运用了律法，那么就会成为人的重担。
And Peter counters, but we believe we will be saved by grace just as they will.
那么保罗在这里说，那么我们相信我们是因为信而得救，他们也是这样。
He seems to have turned it around backwards.
他好像是转到了相反的一个方面。
He says, we Jews believe that we will be saved by grace just like the Gentiles will be saved by grace.
他在这里说，就是我们犹太人是因为神的恩得救，那么这些外邦人他们也一样要因着神的恩得救。
He is emphasizing in the strongest possible language.
那么
we are saved because God's grace to us, not because of our merit.
他在这里用这个在言语里面最强的这种语调来强调，那我们都是靠着神的恩典得救的。
That's so. Peter is emphasizing the words of the song, "Jesus paid it all."
那么在这里呢？彼得就是像我们刚才诗歌中所唱的，耶稣基督他付了所有罪的代价。
Just as we sang earlier.
就像我们刚才所唱的。
We don't pay some of it by doing some good works and then God pays the rest.
并不是说我们靠着行为付了一些代价，然后神呢又因着他的恩典付了一些代价使我们得救。
Instead, Jesus pays it all.
是耶稣基督他自己付了所有的罪价。
The final snapshot of grace is found in Romans chapter 11.
那么最后一点呢是在罗马书的第十一章。
Now in this passage, Paul refers to an Old Testament story and applies it to the concept of grace.
那么在这里呢，保罗用了旧约的一个故事来来告诉我们恩典它的实质是什么。
He talks to us about the story of Elijah.
他在这里讲到了先知以利亚的故事。
So Romans chapter 11 verses 2 through 6.
罗马书十一章二到六节。
God has not rejected his people whom he foreknew. Do you not know what the scripture says of Elijah, how he appears to God against Israel? Lord, they have killed your prophets, they have demolished your altars, and I alone am left, and they seek my life. But what is God's reply to him? I have kept for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to Baal. So too, at the present time, there is a remnant chosen by grace.But if it is a grace, it is no longer on the basis of works. Otherwise, grace would no longer be grace.
神并没有弃绝他预先所知道的百姓，他们岂不晓得经上论到以利亚是怎么样说的呢？他在神面前怎样控告以色列人说：“主啊，他们杀了你的先知，拆了你的祭坛，只剩下我一个人，他们还要寻索我的命。”他的神的回话是怎样说的呢？他说：“我为自己留下7000人。”是未曾向巴黎屈膝的，如今也是这样，照着拣选的恩典还有所留的余数，既是出于恩典就不在乎行为，不然恩典就不是恩典了。
Now I call this a portrait of grace because we're just talking about one man, about Elijah.
这里呢，我为什么把这里把它叫做是神呢在向我们显示恩典。
And in fact this is talking about a particularly difficult time in Elijah's life.
这里用在以利亚他生命中最困难的一个时光来做例子。
You might call this Elijah's counseling session with God.
那么你可以说这是以利亚呢，神对以利亚的一个一个对他的这种安抚的一个过程。
Elijah had just poured himself out in a gigantic display.
在这里呢，以利亚呢，他很夸大的来形容他当时的这些处境。
He called 450 prophets of Baal and himself to Mount Carmel, and they had a showdown of the gods.
他当时呢把450个这种巴利的这种假先知呢聚在这里，在加密山这里来展示谁是真正的神。
Both sets of prophets built their altars and put wood and put the sacrifice, but they did not light the fire.
那么当时这些先知们，他们都把就是木材水什么这些东西都给，还有那个献祭的这个台都摆好在那里，但是他们并没有把火点着。
Now Baal was supposed to be the god of lightning, so he ought to be able to do this.
那么巴利呢，当时在这个在这个拜偶像的人里面，他应该是闪电的这种偶像的神，他应该把那个火点起来。
But of course we know that's not what happened.
但是我们知道当时并不是那样发生的。
Elijah had the prophets of Baal go first. They cried aloud for hours and nothing happened.
那么以利亚呢，让那些拜巴利的假祭司们先开始点火。
Of course nothing happened. Baal is made up.
但是他们祷告了很长时间并没有什么事情发生，也不可能有什么事情发生，因为巴利他本身就是一个假的偶像。
So no matter how loudly they cried, nothing is ever going to happen.
就不管他们怎么样的在那里大声的哭喊，也不可能有什么样的事情发生。
And then at the close of the day, Elijah alone built the altar and put a lot of water on it.
那么在近晚的时候，那么以利亚呢在那里在他的祭坛上 向神来呼求，神就把这个火祭的火点着了。
He drenched the wood before God would light it.
在这之前呢，他把那些木头呢都浸在了水里。
He had a trench dug around it, and they poured so much water over it that the water filled the trench too.
他在这个祭坛的旁边还挖了沟，然后把这沟里面都注满了水。
And then he prayed a short, simple prayer.
然后呢，他就有一个非常简短的祷告。
Ending with that they may know you, the only true God.
那么最后一就是说一个祈求，就是他们能够看到你才是那位真正的神。
And God answered with fire from heaven.
那么神当时以从天上的这个圣火来点着这个祭坛来回应他。
It didn't just light the fire and burn up the sacrifice.
并没有就是只是把火点着把当时的献祭给烧掉。
It burned up the wood, the sacrifice, the stones, and licked up the dust around the trench too.
那么当时也把这些祭物都烧掉，然后周围的这个在沟里面的水也烧干了。
Surely this will turn the people of Israel to God.
那么我们会想，这当然会把这些以色列人他们的心转向神。
The stupendous miracle that will demonstrate that God is God alone.
那么这个神迹呢，应该足以来证明，那么神自己他才是这位真正的神。
And indeed, the people are really amazed and fall down and say, "The Lord is God. The Lord is God."
可是在当时确实这些人也都服服下拜说耶和华是真神。
But the next day, things are more or less back to the way they were before.
但是第二天呢，好像事情又回到了以前的那种状况。
Get the message from Jezebel saying that she's out to kill him.
以利亚从Jezebel 那里呢，就得到了一个信息，就说他要把以利亚杀掉。
Elijah thought by this one stupendous act he could turn Israel back to God, and it seems that though they were really amazed, it didn't really happen.
那么以利亚本来是想把所有的这些以色列人借着这个神迹让他们的心转向神，但是没有达到他预期的这个果效。
So Elijah just gives up.
以利亚他很失望，他就放弃了。
He goes out into the desert, he crawls under a tree, and he says, "Oh Lord, take my life, I'm not better than my fathers."
那么他呢就跑掉，然后跑到一个树下，他躺在那里，然后他就祷告求神把他的生命拿走，因为他已经不再能做任何的事情。
But God is still with Elijah, and eventually, in process of time, he makes his way to Mount Sinai.
那但是呢，神还与以利亚同在，他能够呢一直逃到这个Sinai 这个山这儿。神的山。
And God does a couple of miracles for Elijah. He sends an earthquake and a fire, but the Lord does not in either of those.
那么神呢，在那个山上呢，在那里造成了一个地震啊。但是呢，他自己呢，在当时向以利亚来显现。
Then God comes to Elijah in a still small voice.
他以一个非常很微弱的一个声音向以利亚显现。
And he gently asked the depressed prophet, "What are you doing here, Elijah?"
他很微声的去问这个以利亚说，你在这里干什么？
It's a question God had asked before, and Elijah gives him the same answer.
那么这个问题呢，神也问过以利亚，在这之前，以利亚呢还是那样的一样的回答。
They killed your prophets. They tore down your altars, and I'm alone on left. I'm the only faithful one. They seek my life too.
他们杀了你的先知。拆毁了你的祭坛，我是唯一生存的。那么现在他们还要杀我。
He moans, "I'm alone. There's nobody left. No one is following God except me."
他在这里就是在宣，其实在宣称，就是说我只剩下我一个人，我是唯一的那个还在遵守你的话语的人。
I've worked so hard to turn people back to God, and nothing's happening.
我呢是那样的努力的去想把这些人带回到神这里面，可是结果呢却没有一个人愿意回转。
Well, of course, Elijah's depressed, and it's not quite true. Things aren't that bad.
当然，以利亚这里他非常的 像是患了忧郁症，但其实真正的情况呢，并不像这样的这样的糟糕。
Elijah hasn't succeeded in single-handedly turning all Israel instantly to God at once, but he has done something.
啊，以利亚他并没有就是说啊，靠着他自己的这些行为能把以色列人挽回，但是他还是做了一些事情。
And the first thing God does is actually give Elijah something to do.
那么当然，神在这里也让以利亚要做一些事情。
He gets him moving. He gets him moving, in action.
哦，他现在要开始行动了。
That at the end of God's encouragement to Elijah, he says, oh, by the way, there are still 7,000 people left in Israel who don't worship Baal.
神在这里也告诉他一个事实，就是说在以色列地里面还有7,000的这个以色列人呢，他们还没有向巴黎屈膝。
Now in the size of that whole nation, 7,000 isn't a very big number.
那么当时呢，对那么多的以色列人来说，7,000人也是一个很小的数字。
But it means that Elijah is not really alone.
但是他在这里告诉以利亚，你并不是唯一的信我的人。
God gently tells Elijah, Elijah, don't blow things out of proportion. You're not alone. There's actually 7,000 people who haven't bowed the knee to Baal.
那么以利亚在这里其实就是在告诉神在这里其实告诉以利亚，你也不要。把事情想得那么糟，那么还有7,000人还是信我的，没有向巴黎跪拜。
Look at Romans chapter 11 verse 4. Look at how God says this.
那么看一下罗马书第11章第4节。
I have kept for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to Baal.
我为自己留下了7,000人，他们还没有向巴黎屈膝。
Notice God says,I have done the keeping. I have taken these men. I have chosen them and chosen them according to my grace.
那么神在这里其实就是告诉以利亚，是我把这7,000人留下了，是我让他们没有向巴黎屈膝，是我呢让他们还在保守着他们。
And so then Paul draws a parallel from thousands of years before up to his century. He says, so just at the present time, there's still a remnant chosen according to God's grace.
那保罗在这里呢，就做了一个对比。那么现在，在现今的这个时代里呢，神一样是也拣选了很多的人，还没有还要去归向他。
And what was true over the many centuries between Elijah and Paul is still true many centuries after Paul.
那么在当时彼得和保罗的那个时代是真实的，那么在现在这个时代还是真实的。
There's still a remnant chosen according to grace.
还有很多余剩的人，他们还是在神的恩典之下。
And the point is that the grace comes from God. God does the choosing.
那么这个里面的要点呢，就是神他自己。来拣选这些人，以他的恩典来拯救这些人。
And in verse 6, Paul draws a further conclusion, but if it is of grace, then it isn't of works. Otherwise, grace isn't grace.
那么保罗在这里又进一步的总结，第六节说，既然是出于恩典，就不在于行为，不然恩典就不是恩典了。
You can't deserve grace. That's a contradiction in terms.
那么我们每一个人是不能够值得得到这个恩典的。
So God's salvation comes from His grace. It doesn't come because of the things we do to deserve it.
那么神对我们的恩典并不是因为我们做了什么，神把这个恩典给我们。
And so I encapsulate this in the words from the song, I know whom I have believed.
所以我在这里呢，就用一个我们所唱过的这个诗来说，就是说我知道我所信的是谁。
I know not why God's grace to me He has made known.
我并不知道神的恩典为什么要临到我。
Nor why unworthy Christ in love has redeemed me for His own.
而且耶稣基督他的拯救的恩典会拯救我这样一个不值得的人。
But I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day.
我知道我所信的是谁，而且我也坚信我所信的这位，他能够使我保守我到直到最后。
So we see that God's grace saves us alone.
所以我们现在知道是神他自己的恩典 唯有他的恩典来拯救我们。
He chooses us because he is a gracious God, not because we deserve it.
他拣选我们是因为他是一位有恩典的神，并不是因为我们有什么值得的。
God's grace saves all of our sins. Jesus paid it all, not just some of it.
神的恩典把我们从所有的罪里拯救出来。耶稣基督他为我们所有的罪付上了代价。
And God's grace is so much greater than our sin.
神他自己的恩典呢是远远的盖过我们所有的罪的。
Praise be to God for His marvelous grace.
那么我们要赞美神他这样一个伟大的恩典。
Thank you.